Okay, Saturday morning here at James Hornby School in Basildon, and I'm joined by nearly all of Signstar. Hello to. I'm just looking at everyone's badges. That's really rude of me. Hello to Steve, James, Matt, and Mark.
Hi.
How you doing? All right.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah, thanks for having a chat. Now, this is the first time that we've met and spoken to each other, because you're not from around here, as they say.
No, we're not. We're about a million miles away in Bristol, so a bit of a trek up here this morning, but well worth it, hopefully.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you, you came down today, didn't you?
We left home about 5:30 this morning to get here, so I've been looking forward to it, so here we are.
it's good. It's a bit of a matinee performance going on. You've got yourself and Protégé Rain going to be doing a set in about a couple of hours' time.
That's correct, yeah. Protégé Rain on first, and then we're on about 2:30 this afternoon, so we're looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the band, how you all got together, and you know, obviously there's a love of a particular kind of music going on here.
You say that, no. we all obviously hate each other. We just met.
We were. I just turned up one day. We just picked up in the service station on the way down here.
Four of us were in a band previously called Jagged, with a different bass player, and then from that we sort of formed Signstar. We got James coming on the bass. We've been together as Signstar for about 18 months now. We've got a single out, we've got a video out, and we're working on an album now. That's about it, really, isn't it, so far?
Musical interests. We've all got different completely musical interests. Different.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of drum and bass and hip hop and that lot. But then again, Mark, Steve, there's a lot of like Muse and stuff like that, and Mark, there's a lot of electronic stuff.
I'm punk, I think, more than anything.
That's interesting to hear, because a lot of the bands who've been playing at Basildon, and this isn't meant to be, denigrating or anything, but they do tend to have the very obvious influences. We like Depeche Mode, and we like all the 80s stuff, which is okay, because that's why people are here, and sort of celebrate that kind of stuff, and that's why we're here in Basildon today, of all places. But how did the other influences creep into your music, do you say?
Oh, because I write everything.
We all like Gary Newman. I think that's a common interest.
That is the common theme which runs through it all.
I think Nine Inch Nails, you all like Nine Inch Nails.
Muse, obviously, yeah, and obviously for me personally, obviously the mainly Gary Newman, Ultravox, Depeche Mode, all that sort of stuff. So I bring that into it, and everybody else brings their own bits of flavour. So it's a melting pot, but it works.
Great. Okay, you said you've done some recording as well. So
yes.
Tell us about it. You've got an album?
Working on it. It should be out hopefully by the end of the summer. We've got a single out, which is available for download, called I Am The Rain. It's a 3-track EP. There's a video as well. So that went very, very well. Like I said, we're working on the album now. So hopefully by the end of the summer, that should be out. And then we're going to obviously go global. Then
take the world over.
Which summer is this anyway? This summer or next summer?
I want it out by the summer anyway.
The only way is up, as someone said.
Well, exactly.
Have you had a chance to have a look at the exhibition yet? Because I've just stuck my head in it.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like it.
Fantastic. I mean, Vince Clarke was a huge influence on me as I was growing up. Certainly, sort of the age of 12, 13, whatever I was then, when sort of Yazoo and Depeche Mode were around, I was blown away by it. So it's fantastic to see all the sort of backstage photographs and posters and all the sort of stuff which you wouldn't normally see in Smash Hits magazine, all there. It's just fantastic. Loving it.
Yeah, I have to admit, it took me back a few years seeing the Smash Hits out there, because I think I bought them, certainly didn't put them up in the loft, so I haven't kept any of them. But it's like, oh yeah, I remember this, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes. I think it's amazing that we're going to play on the same stage as Depeche Mode.
Ah, here's Ian.
Here's the lead singer now. So,
hello, Ian. I'm Paul from Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, Paul. How you doing, man?
Nice to meet you. Sorry, we just wandered in the middle of a... we're just doing a short interview.
That's all right. You were talking to the interesting blokes anyway.
Are you from Bristol as well?
No. I live in Bristol, but I'm from Manchester originally.
I didn't know it was a bit of a northern twinge.
Lived in London for 10 years.
Has there been a lot of... Because I see it as a very sort of Essex-centric and sort of a southern thing. Is this particular music scene not quite like that?
It's a job that... I mean, I don't know if there is a music scene or not, but I mean, certainly from the Bristol area, the big band there, obviously Mesh, who are like probably the biggest electronic band in Europe at the moment. But I don't know if there's a scene. Is there a scene?
There's a lot of drum and bass in Bristol area, I suppose.
Yeah.
There's also a lot... Of course, you have Massive Attack from there, and...
To be honest with you, Paul, we're kind of doing our own thing and making the music that we like, kind of irrespective of whether or not there's a scene in Bristol. But there's definitely an emerging scene in the electronic music kind of industry, and we're part of that.
Have you had the opportunity to go up and down the UK, and do you see some places more enthusiastic than others?
It's fairly early days for Signstar, isn't it?
We went up north and stuff, didn't we?
Signstar, we've been together for just over a year, So it's, you know, we spent the first 6 months locked down in a studio, really craft, you know, getting our craft right and getting the live sound right. So we've only really just started to get out there and play.
Yeah.
And we're working on an album as well. So it's always a tough balance between
Do you gig? Do you write? So we gig
when we can, but we're not out there hunting it down because that takes energy away from the songwriting. And we've got a target to get an album out in August. So that's kind of our key thing. But
that's not long now, is it?
No.
No, we've got some pretty fun.
We've got some good ideas. Yeah. The ideas are there. It's just a matter of just putting them all together now and just making them into songs, basically.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to finish with a really, really tough question. Are you looking forward to the gig in a couple of hours' time?
Oh,
no.
Yes.
Most definitely. Did you say gig? Yeah. We're gigging.
He's here for the beer, that's all.
No, nobody told me we were
most definitely.
Hang on, where's the beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, forward to it.
We've been agitating for this for a few weeks, if not months. So,
yeah, as you said, it's a famous stage as well. Some great names have been here.
Yeah, seen absolutely.
Back on the wall.
To think that Depeche Mode appeared there for the very first time as Depeche Mode, it's like, whoa.
We'll have our own black soon, boys. Don't you worry about that.
Unfortunately, Sinestar played there.
Well, we look forward to it, guys. Yeah, good luck today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.